There's something different about the music of Donald Glover. He's a comedian, a TV writer, and an actor in NBC's Community. He plays a community college student, a former athlete who discovers his inner nerd.
Kingdom Animalia, phylum, chordata.
And at one point ends up rapping with a friend about the human species.
Family, hominidae, the genus is homo. But you know you're into me.
Because I am in the species known as sapien. Dogs used to eat me, but now they bring the paper in.
It's gonna take a lot to get me away from you.
Now Donald Glover has put out an album with lyrics from the perspective of a kid who is dismissed as a nerd.
All right, it's childish, baby. Mr. Talk About His Dick Again. Nerdy, black kid, whatever, man, I'm sick of him. That well-spoken token who ain't been hurt. The only white rapper who's allowed to say the N-word.
The album is called Camp. He put it out under the name Childish Gambino. And amid the jokes, Donald Glover is seriously thinking of the awkward kid he used to be.
I made this album for me when I was 13. Like, the things that I said in the album, I wish I had known when I was younger.
Am I serious? I don't even know. Are you hearing this? Just laughable. I ain't trying, I'm doing. These other rappers are foolish. I got fame, my A&R's a computer. Is there room in the game for a lame who rhymes? Who wears short shorts and makes jokes sometimes?
If I think about other rap lyrics that I've heard, I mean, there are a few kind of standard characters who appear with standard messages, which might be, for example, I'm really great, I'm really tough, I'm a great rapper, or life is very hard, life on the streets is very tough, and I'm as tough as I need to be to deal with it. You, however, take the approach of a young man who is just constantly vulnerable. He's a loser.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you. second of all, totally. You know, I never really felt like I was, like, cool or anything like that. And I also, on the album, I say all those things that, like, you know, quote-unquote, like, regular rappers do. Like, you know, I'm great, I'm awesome, I have sex all the time, I do, you know, like, that's there, too. But it's all part of the id of just, like, you know, everybody feels like they should have the best. But everybody also constantly feels like, oh, I'm the worst. Why am I doing this? I don't like myself. Like, and if they don't, then, like, you know, that's me.
This rap stuff is magic. I used to get called Oreo. I used to get more laughs when I got laughed at. Oh, you got a mixtape? That's fantastic. But everybody thought it was jokes, though. They have, right? The joke is I got flow, so don't act like...
Childish Gambino, I guess, would be me, like, my failures and my triumphs tenfold, you know.
This is a theme you pursue in both your music and your comedy.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's the only reason I'm allowed to do rap and comedy, is that they're kind of the same person. I've said this before, if I came out with, like, a rap thing and then it was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna shoot a baby. Like, it's like, people would be like, that's not you at all, you know, and they'd be right.
I want to play a clip from a Comedy Central program that you did where you're talking about black nerds. Let's listen.
The best part about Obama is that he's a black nerd. I love that jump. Because I'm a black nerd and that was illegal until like 2003. It's so awesome. It's just like there's black nerds everywhere, you know, like it's awesome. It's just like they're everywhere now. But it was just hard for us growing up. Like, you know, I remember I was like the only black kid at my school for a while. And white kids were excited. They were like, oh, we got a black kid. This is awesome. We got a black kid. They were like, oh, hey, Donald, what kind of rap music you into? And what kind of sneakers you like? And I was like, oh, I don't really like rap music. I really enjoy the soulful stylings of the Cranberries. We can talk about that. And they were like, nah, man, you like sneakers and you like rap music. And you go, tell us which one you like. I was like, oh, you're hurting me, Steven, you know?
No, that's my life. Yeah.
You're playing with stereotypes, and we think of stereotypes as being something that, for example, white people would apply negatively to African Americans. But what you actually have happening there is white kids who are excited about the stereotypical black person they expected to meet and are a little disappointed not to run into that kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it still happens today, like, probably because, you know, I'm not intimidating. Like, I'm just talking about, you know, my own stuff.
You also talk about African Americans who apply stereotypes to themselves. For example, the stereotype that a black kid is not likely to have a father around the house.
Yeah, I mean, black kids are told every day who they are. Like, every day. The thing is, like, I talked to my dad about it. My dad didn't, like, really like himself or figure out, like, how am I balancing who I am until he was, like, a father of three already. Like, it was just, wow. like, that's crazy to me. And, you know, we put stereotypes on ourselves. Like, everybody does that. But I think it's just a little harder for black kids to just, like, you know, be who they are, because the people on both sides are telling them who they are all the time. Television's telling who you are. Like, everybody is telling you who you are and who you can be and what your limits are.
This one kid said something that was really bad. He said I wasn't really black because I had a dad. I think that's kind of sad, mostly because a lot of black kids think they should agree with that. If you're a father, you should stick around if you could. Because even if you're bad at it, you get Tiger Woods or MJ. We warriors, we all need senseis.
It's hard, I feel like, as a black guy or a black kid to connect with everybody, because the thing is, it's just like the only thing that has really been given to us to connect is negative stuff.
Well, I want to ask about one more lyric that you rap. I always wanted to get picked on the cool team, but alone is exactly how I should be. Listening to it, I wondered, as an adult now, are you comfortable with who you are?
I don't know. I mean, like, I like who I am. Like, I feel like I'm a good person. I work hard. I definitely feel like I do that. But I feel like, you know, I make mistakes all the time. And, you know, I think that line was just like, hopefully making this thing will make it easier for little Donalds.
Well, Donald Glover, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks very much.
No, thank you.
His album, Camp, under the name Childish Gambino, is out today. You can hear it in full until the end of today at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.